Right now, he's scheduled to play. He practiced today, looked pretty good. Unless there's a setback, should be able to go. Pardon me?
Holdman, do you know yet if he'll be able to practice
in that? No, he's out for a minimum of 3 months, according to the doctors. Obviously, they advised him to reevaluate in a 3 month time frame. So, obviously, he's out.
Did they find it? Was it bruising in the spinal cord or something like that?
I don't know for sure exactly what it was. You know, when they go in there and evaluate players, they give him a bunch of tests, and his recommendation was for him not to play and do anything for 3 months.
How do you put him in reserve ball?
What's that?
You
know, I'd be honest with you. Right now, it's a little hard to say exactly what we are going to do. You know, we're talking to his agent. We're talking to the doctors. Something that we just found out. So once I do know for sure exactly what we're going to do, I'll let you guys know.
Mike, how many reps do you think the starters will get on Monday night?
We've been pretty consistent with this, you know, since I've been here. We'll go 10 to 12 reps with our starters first game. Second game, we usually go 20 to 25. Third game, we usually go 35 plays, middle of the third quarter. And then fourth game, the established starters don't play. And guys fighting for a position, we get a chance to, you know, evaluate them in the fourth game as well.
Mike, is the team where you thought that they would be by this point in camp?
Well, I think we've had, you know, a good offseason, good OTAs. Even though, you know, the offseason program is finished here, we still got a week next week, you know, against the Cowboys, a couple good days of practice. We get to evaluate these players in game situations, which we haven't been able to do. So, you know, that's part of the training camp is to evaluate these guys, you know, during game situations. That's why you have the offseason program. That's why you have the OTAs. That's why you have the two-week training camp to see how people perform when the pressure's on, playing against different teams, and they can keep their composure and do the things that you're hoping they can do.
Like after all the LTAs and all camp, what do you think of Jim Bates now and his defense and all that and how that's going?
Well, it takes some time. You know, obviously Jim Bates and the defensive coach have done a great job. It takes a while to learn a new system. You know, there will be some growing pains through preseason. You know, that's part of the evaluation process. That's part of our game plan going in. Not to come up with a game plan, but just get used to kind of running the basic fundamentals. So, you know, it's not going to look perfect right away, but hopefully by the time we get started in our first game, it comes together.
When you bring in the defensive coordinator, how do your philosophies match? I mean, you let him basically run his scheme, or you know, how does that measure the coach?
Well, you know the schemes that the person's bringing in beforehand, or she wouldn't have hired him. You know. You've been watching the guy for 20 years at both the pro level and the collegiate level. You know exactly, you know, what he's doing or what he's done. So you don't have to have a lot of conversation there because, you know, he's been running his scheme for a long time. So that's the easy part. Hard part is getting everybody on the same page, everybody going the same direction and thinking the same thing. And that's what these OTA days were for and this training camp's for.
Mike, your thoughts on Brandon Marshall's second day of practice?
Brandon's looked very good. You know, the thing that Brandon did over the last couple of weeks is he's gotten in pretty good football shape. He's worked with Rich Tootin, and one of the reasons why, you know, we had him work out as hard as we did, coming off of a thigh bruise, it takes a while to get back in football shape. A lot of times you come back too soon, you'll pull a groin or a hamstring or even re-injure the quad, but to work as hard as he's worked the last couple of weeks, I think has helped him over the last couple of days, and he looked pretty darn good.
Is any chance to reevaluate him with his status for Monday? Does he look back to playing on Monday?
I'm sure if it was a game situation that he'd probably be able to play Monday night game, but obviously we wouldn't have put him in that situation, only practicing for a couple of days and put him in a game situation. So he will not play, you know, Monday night. He'll go through normal practices against Dallas. We'll see how he looks, and probably should get some playing time against Dallas if there's no setback.
Mike, do you personally look forward to preseason games as an evaluation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's for. You get a chance to evaluate your players, and that's what they've been working for, to get this opportunity to show what they can do in a game situation. It's hard to tell all the time when you're just practicing against each other. You know, you get a feel, but some guys, you know, really step up in the lights go on and other guys go the other direction. So you're always hoping to find guys that enjoy the spotlight and enjoy the opportunity to prove themselves. And that's what these preseason games are for.